BJ and Jamie. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Welcome to the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, live from the KALC studios here in Denver. And it's also on the Odyssey app. You can get it there, free app for your phone. The podcast later on today and a lot more, too. It's cold. It's cold. What is it, 16 degrees right now? Something like that, 15?
15. It was 21 in my car, 15. Which is weird.
I got to tell you, Jamie, there are certain things that come up on the program, on and off the air, actually, that makes an impact in my life, okay? And it's from you, Jamie White. You make an impact in my life.
I'm changing your life? Oh,
yes.
Impact. Good or bad?
No. Good. Good. Right. Like Red Dye, for example.
Oh, yeah.
Remember I told you a couple weeks ago I'm on this kick?
Yeah.
That I'm eating a little bit better than I have been eating, right?
Yeah, because apparently RFK Jr. had to tell you, not Jamie White, for 10 years.
Well, he did help the situation just a bit. He pushed it along for you.
I guess.
Yeah. The other is...
It was man to man with you guys.
I have parked the car, and I will not drive it because of Jamie White... And now I saw a picture this morning.
My
airbag.
Yeah.
I keep getting these notices on my BMW about my airbag.
Takahara's airbags.
Deborah Takahara made them, okay? Takahara. She made these airbags.
Yeah.
And they put them in cars, and they're very, they've got defaults to them.
Well, a metal rod comes out of them.
Yeah, they're dangerous.
And impales you.
I've driven this car for 20 years, okay? And it's had this recall for 20 years, okay? And I finally parked it because Jamie has scared the hell out of me.
Well, yeah. So my sister's been in a horrible car accident, and she's short. And so the airbag broke 11 of her... I'm going back home to Southern Illinois, but broke 11 of her ribs, her nose.
Oh, yeah.
Her ankle was not broken because of that. You saw her. She's black and blue.
Terrible.
I mean, because it's...
It's awful.
She scoots so far up. They got to fix this for shorter people because it literally is lethal for short people.
It really is a problem. Yeah.
Because, and I don't know if it's better if you get one of those cars that has where the steering wheel, you can move it back and forth, you know, even. Because I know, like, other cars, like my Jeep, you can move it up and down, but like my other car, you can move it backwards.
Some of them do and some of them don't.
Yeah, towards the console. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, and she is like literally 5'4", 5'5".
Yeah.
And so she's like this. She's like a little old lady when she drives. And boom.
And I've been getting these notices, like I've been saying, and they'll even put in there, like, over the past 2 years, X amount of people have died.
Yeah.
You know, they'll give me that warning. I mean, that's how serious they are. And I've never really taken it to heart for some reason. I don't know why it doesn't impact me. But now hearing your story from the weekend,
yeah,
I'm like, okay, I'm done.
Well, okay, so you saw those pictures of her.
Yeah.
So now think about metal shrapnel also coming out.
I don't want it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I've given up on it.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Good.
That's terrible, though. I hope she gets better.
Yeah, me too.
Quickly.
She's not very happy. And I don't blame her. I mean,
she can't even move.
Yeah.
Could have been worse.
It could have. And I know that they're saying that the airbags saved her life, and I believe that, but 11 broken ribs is a lot.
Yeah.
You have 24 of them, and she broke half of them.
And you don't think about just the small movements that you do every day.
She said, like, even to raise her arms up is like, it makes her, like, almost scream.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. I mean, she's still in the hospital, so, yeah. And then I was like, well, I'll come home now. And everybody's like, yeah, just wait. She's a little grumpy because she's still in the hospital. And they're like, there's nothing you can do but just sit there with her. And she'll just be like, why did this happen to me? And it was on her birthday.
Oh.
And she wasn't drinking or anything. She was with her grandkids and her kids. So it was like one of those nice, lovely Sunday, you know, with the family.
Mm-hmm.
And then she just hit black ice.
Oh. Yeah, that black ice, man. And especially back there because they don't expect it as much as we do, you know. But man, oh man, what a terrible situation ended for her.
It's during the day.
Yeah. All right. Well, I hope she gets better.
Thank you.
Enjoy the trip back there just to, show comfort and concern.
Yeah.
And
to be bitched at, it, apparently.
Her
boyfriend is like, oh, she's a lot when they start to wear off.
You can tell when the pain starts to kick in.
Keep her medicated.
We're just going to keep popping them in there.
All right, just getting started this morning. BJ, Jamie Morning Show. It is a Tuesday. Welcome.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Joel, just want to remind you that there's a 5K a day contest going on with the Odyssey app. All you got to do is download the app, listen to it for an hour, and you're qualified. It's that easy. And
there's a new winner every day.
Every day?
Every day.
$5,000. Don't ask me where we got the money, but we got it.
Yep. So, $5,000. And like you said, just log into the Odyssey app between now and February 7th, and you have a chance.
I was just telling Jamie that I should sell my tickets, speaking of money, out in Vegas to see the Eagles. They're now going for $1,500 a pop.
Because you're going this weekend, right?
I'm going this
weekend. It's MLK weekend. Mm-hmm. A lot of people have a long weekend. So he and are you taking the kid?
We are.
You are?
Yeah.
And what is he going to the show?
He is going to the
show. Wow.
Yeah. Going to the show. Yeah, I don't know how that's going to work out, folks.
It might keep his attention.
Take it easy. Take it easy.
Wow, all right.
Gonna go see the Eagles, man, with Frog.
I'm jealous, man. Six-year-old gets to see the Sphere before me.
I know.
Right, let me tell you my concern, and it's not the concert itself, because I think he's going to like
pot,
the Sphere.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it was that way with Dead and Company, yeah. So it could be that way with the Eagles. I don't know. But here's the thing that I'm more concerned about.
Can I just stop you for a second?
Yeah.
We literally, everywhere we went in Vegas, yeah. My kid would be like, holy crap, I feel stoned, Mom. I know what is going. Even the security guy was hitting a thing.
Hitting a vape.
Yeah, and we're like, you, even the security guy?
I feel like he's going to put a damper on my gambling habits.
Oh, yeah, he definitely okay? is.
That's the thing I'm concerned about, because it's me, Lisa, and Frog.
Yeah. During a playoff weekend, too.
Well, guess who's going to get Frog more than anybody?
Yeah.
BJ. Yeah. Okay. So the wife can sit at a slot machine and play her game while Frog and I have to
You have to go to Eminem World.
Yeah. Definitely got to make a stop there.
We got to go look at that big pirate ship.
Yeah.
Oh, let's go see the fountains, Frog.
Yeah. Don't forget to get in that gigantic shopping cart.
Yeah. See, I want my chance to lose my money, too.
No, you got to take a gondola.
Yes, a gondola ride with a six-year-old. How romantic.
You can go to Circus and do, like, they have, like, a trampoline act that they still do. Like,
and they have some really fun games that you can look at. Just don't wear blue or red.
The concert doesn't really, it doesn't really, it's not really impactful because it's all good there.
Right.
But it's the gambling. I want to be inside the sports book, man. Run.
Yeah, they don't let you in with kids.
No.
Yeah.
No kidding, Chippendale.
Yeah. My son couldn't even be on the carpet.
Really?
Yeah. We were just looking at him. He's only 18, but and the lady's like, I know what it was. We went over so I could get a new Players Club card at the Wynn, right?
Yeah.
And she's like, he said something like, well, we used her ID to get a room or whatever. And she's like, how old are you? And he said, I'm 18. And she's like, you got to be off the carpet.
Oh, strict over there.
I saw that.
Literally, the restaurant that we were at was right here.
Yeah.
And seven steps ahead of it is the Players Club desk.
I saw him scold a mom for having her kid in the floor area,
too.
Well,
it's kind of sad. Like, some of the parents, you should do this. We saw, two kids, and the mom had put them in the corner. On the flooring, on the corner. Wow, she gambled, so you can do that.
that was a designated area, right? With a set of Legos?
They had iPads or whatever,
really?
Tablets.
Oh, that's a great idea.
No, it's not. It's horrible.
That is bad.
They're both like, oh my God, somebody should call child services.
As long as you can see them, any safe.
No,
yeah,
that's
fine.
Horrible.
No, you get one of those big, ropes that they attach
them. Oh, yeah, the leash.
You get the leash, and you put one on your wrist, put one on theirs, only your leash is like 40 feet long.
Right,
exactly.
Just to the walkways.
Tape it down to the floor so nobody trips.
That's perfect.
That way I'm at the machine and the kid's sitting over here next to a wall.
Yeah, I think we have some painter's tape. Just take that with you. This is a great idea. Now I'm for it.
We found the solution.
Yeah, right? Why don't you guys go ahead and figure this out? What day is the concert?
Saturday.
Yeah. So why don't you agree, one of you has half the day Friday and half the day Monday. And then somebody has the full day Sunday.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll let you work that deal out for me. I can see me bringing that up. I just know how it's going to go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've been on a few trips here with these guys, and I'm telling you, I get the load here. Okay. And I don't mind. It's just gambling, man.
Well, you can do it. So this is what I did. When my son went to sleep, I went downstairs and went gambling. I mean, it's going to be about 2 a.m., but you could do it. Now,
was he in the room alone?
He's 18.
I thought you meant when he was like five.
No, God, no. No.
Jamie, what?
No. I'm like, if he's at college, he can stay in the wind.
Yeah, I think he'll be okay.
It's 21?
Yeah, it's 21.
No kidding.
Yeah.
So he couldn't go down to the floor because he's only 18.
No, and he wanted to play a couple of hands of cards, too. He was so bummed.
Well, that's kind of bad.
I was like, maybe they won't card you. And he's like, yeah, but it'd be like, he goes, we should look it up, see if it's like a felony or something.
Oh, yeah, he sits down. And gets arrested or something.
Well, because I went when I was 16 and I had my sister's ID.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I was really rolling dirty.
Dirty Jamie.
Yeah.
All right, we'll be right back.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
I think this is so tone deaf, it's not even funny. It says that the 67th Grammy Awards is going to take place on Sunday, February 2nd.
I don't get it.
I don't either, especially that two more fires popped up yesterday. One is called the car fire. It's not called the car fire because everybody thought it was because the car started on fire. But it's like car, you know, it's one of those roads where all the cars dealers are.
Yeah.
So it started in a ravine there. And then there was another one too that popped up. I think they got them both knocked down. But then the Santa Ana winds are kicking up today. And the National Weather Service did they use the word unprecedented again?
I think
something weird, one of those weird words that you're like, oh God.
Hellish.
Yeah. So I think people like my friend Stretch, who, you know, sitting there without, oh my God, he got the funniest text.
Yeah.
He has no house. It's been burned. He and Maritza are from Pacific Palisades, lived there for 23 years. Their house is gone. He posted a picture from their cable company that their cable has been restored. Oh.
Thanks for the update. Really? Yeah. All right, well. Oh my God.
He can watch Landman now.
Yeah, I guess so. He goes, you can't make this up. You can't even make this up.
You know, I'm thinking with this whole Grammys thing. Now, I agree with you. I think putting it in Los Angeles, they could have easily moved it to Vegas.
Yeah.
They should have moved it to Vegas. Now, because with the Grammys, you're dealing with artists that don't necessarily live in Los Angeles. Okay, they're from all over the country. All right. So you could do it in Vegas and still do the Grammys, but doing it in Los Angeles just doesn't seem right now. Now, if it were the Oscars, it'd be different because it's all Hollywood, right? But yeah,
well, it's not about that. It's about taking the resources, you know?
Oh, I agree.
Yeah, I mean, they don't have the resources.
Police, whatever. Security.
I mean, yeah, so they have to block off all the roads and all that stuff. It's like...
They're trying to stop the looters right now.
Exactly. It's horrible. It's really
guarding
bad.
The stars to come in there for the Grammys?
It's, exactly. I mean, what's our priorities here? By the way, I didn't realize how many different agencies we have out there. I think I posted about, did I post about? Aurora sent some people out there. Castle Rock. I think I had Broomfield. Arvada sent some people. I'm trying to make sure that I you know, post about everybody that's being sent out there to give them some shout outs. But we have a bunch of different people out there.
We do.
Different agencies. It's a lot of people. And I know we're, you know, just one state. They've brought in all the forces. And for more fires to keep popping up is just insane to me. Just absolutely insane.
Yeah, I got a question for you. I've got a piece of audio here. You know the check that was written yesterday from the government, $770?
I do not know that.
All right. So President Biden yesterday, he said that there's a one-time payment going out to the people of Los Angeles.
And I want to be clear. We're not waiting until those fires are over to start helping the victims. We're getting them help right now, as you all know. People impacted by these fires are going to receive one-time payment of $770, one-time payment, so they can quickly purchase things like water, baby formula, and prescriptions. So far, nearly 6,000 survivors.
Right, there you go. There's $700. How do they come up with $770?
I don't know.
That's just weird to me. Why not make it $1,000? I don't understand it.
Yeah.
Like for Maui, for example, it was like $650, wasn't it? Something like that?
So here's my question for you.
Yeah.
So my wallet burnt up in that fire. How do I cash that check?
Yeah, I don't know how that works.
I know.
Yeah, I don't know how that works.
Isn't that?
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. Yeah, 707 doesn't go far in Los Angeles. But I don't know how they come up with those figures.
Yeah.
That's kind of weird to me.
Who knows? My God. Anyway, it's a disaster. Absolute disaster. So, just hope that nothing else happens. I know that we, they're trying. They're trying as hard as they can to keep it down. But boy, didn't those water drops and the retardant and all that, I mean, that made a huge difference.
Sure did.
As soon as they bring those suckers out, I love those helicopters. I feel like Top Gun plays in my head every time I watch them, go up and they go backwards. And sometimes I think they get bored. And so they're like, I'm just going to fly backwards for a minute.
I went to the danger zone.
By the way, Top Gun 3, I guess, is coming out, and the trailer's out, too. I don't have it, but I will get it. Is that the one they postponed during the pandemic or something?
I don't know. I recently saw Top Gun Maverick, and it was awesome.
Well, now there's a Top Gun 3?
Yeah, apparently, yeah.
Now it's stuck in my head. Also, Stranger Things Season 5, I guess that's out or something. I feel like my son just watched the whole season.
What?
That can't be right, right?
It comes out this year. It's not out yet. They have announced that it's coming out, but people have been waiting for that since before the pandemic because it got all delayed because of COVID.
Yeah, I do remember that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. What was he watching? Oh, he was watching that one where it's a game show.
Squid Game.
That's what he was watching over the break. And he said it's really good, but then he was telling me, because we had a long time to drive to take his truck back to California, and he was telling me about the Squid Games. I don't know if it's my cup of tea.
Yeah. No, I don't think you'd like it at all.
Yeah, me either.
Yeah.
I even said to him, I go, college is hard enough, son. Shouldn't you watch something uplifting?
Yeah. Yeah. The whole point of it is to show, like, dark side of humanity.
Yeah, I heard. And it just is like death, right?
Yeah.
It's like, and then they all figured out, oh, wait, we're really going to die here? It's like, what? Oh, my God. This is not a fun show. I want you to watch America's Funniest Home Videos.
No, it's really good.
I will say the challenge, though, the reality challenge that they actually did of Squid Games, that's a good one. That's a good show.
But that's real, right?
Yeah. It's like a game show.
And nobody dies.
No. They die, but they don't die.
Yeah. Right. They have to sit in the thing where you hit the baseball and the thing, they fall in the water.
They get eliminated.
Yeah, that's how it happens. And then finally for you, Jessica Simpson and her husband, Eric Johnson, have officially split after 10 years. She made the announcement. She said, Eric and I have been living separately, navigating a painful situation in our marriage. The singer, who's 44, shared in a statement with People Magazine yesterday in regards to her marriage to the former NFL player, who is 45. Our children come first, and we're focused on what is best for them. We're grateful for all the love and support that has been coming our way, and appreciate privacy right now as we work through this as a family. So
they were together for 10 years?
That's what it says.
That's a good run.
That was a good
That's
run.
Good enough. Yeah.
I get sick of somebody after 10 years.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you. Yeah. That's a good run.
Even
good
a
job.
Couple years is like, ugh.
Yeah. Then that next eight. Woo.
Literally, I don't know how I was married. God bless you all. All right, anyway, there you go, tablet trash.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.